Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please permit me to give you a rundown of what you can expect were you to join the inner sanctum of my personal website, jpierce.ceo. That's jpearce.co. So the website itself has a blog which is accessible to anybody and everybody, but we also have an inner sanctum for members who are happy to pay a subscription to support me, my family, and my work. And so basically, every week, without fail, in fact, I don't remember failing in the past 3 years or so since I set the site up, I post, record, and then post three separate 15-minute podcasts, and also write an exclusive essay. So just to go through what they are in general. We have the Home Is Where the Hearth Is podcast, where I talk about just about anything I want to talk about. So we've had fairly recently a series based upon my latest book, Faith of Our Fathers, A History of True England, in which I basically give a history of the Catholic presence in England for the past 2,000 years, from the 1st century to the 21st century. And we have a 13-part series on that, so 13 15-minute podcasts. I can't do the math on how many hours that is, but we've had other series and all sorts of other things in the Home Is Where the Hearth Is podcast. And sometimes I just give one-off talks, chats, whatever you want to talk about it. Sometimes I give a talk, which is split over 3 or 4 weeks. So, Home Is Where the Hearth Is podcast can be literally on anything, literally and literarily. Because literature obviously is a main part, a major part of the site, though we talk about other things as well. So on top of the Homes Where the Hearth Is podcast, we have also a weekly Revisiting Old Favourites podcast, where we do exactly that. Recently, we've been revisiting actually some of my own works. So we've just had gone through every single one of my published books, 30 or so, in chronological order from the first that was published in my biography of Chesterton back in the 90s, right through to the most recent book, the aforementioned Faith of Our Fathers, reading a sample chapter or as much of a chapter as we can read in 15 minutes each week. So you get a little sampling of each of my 30 books by doing that. We finished that now, and we're now currently going through reading the essays and introductions, forewords, and whatever else that I've contributed to other people's books. So we're going through, just started that. We're still on the going through that alphabetically by author or editor, and we're still on the A's. So we just started that, but we've done all sorts of things. I've read the entirety of Hilaire Belloc's wonderful masterpiece, The Path to Rome, for instance. It took us a whole year. So lots of good things there. Then we have the Poem of the Week podcast, which is actually almost always poems of the week, because as I've said, we try to give 15 minute podcasts. And most poems take much less than that to read. So again, we've covered so many poets over the past 2 or 3 years. I mean, hundreds of poems. Of course, all of these are available if you join in the archives, as well as the new material I'm posting each week. You've now got hundreds of podcasts to browse through. They're the three podcasts every week, and then every week I write an essay, which I call the Lady Dow Diary, which is really basically what I'm up to, both in terms of my work and my life with my family and my travels and my thoughts and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's an essay, exclusive essay every week. And finally, and last but certainly not least, there's a 45-part audio course, lecture series on Tolkien and C.S. Lewis. So there's a free course, college level course, for you to listen to at your leisure, or leisure if you prefer me to speak American. So that's the inner sanctum. I'm just going back very briefly before I sign off here. The most recent things this week, the Lady Dow Diary this week is called Moose, Mountain Lions, Muscadines and Mushrooms. All of those four alliterative things are discussed. There are things that I've confronted in one way or another in the past week. In the Revisiting Old Favourites, I've read my essay from a book called The Hound of Distributism. My essay is called Small is Beautiful versus Big is Best. And then in the Poem of the Week podcast, we have an Anglo-American poetry fest, where basically we hold hands across the pond, across the Atlantic, a transatlantic celebration of two of the greatest poets from both sides of the Atlantic, with my readings of poems by Longfellow and by Tennyson, great 19th century poets, of course. In the Home is Where the Hearth is podcast this week, I ask and I endeavour to answer one of the most famous questions I've asked, quid est veritas, what is truth? That's this week's podcast, but very quickly while I'm here. Previous week, I read an essay entitled Surprised by Chesterton from a book of conversion stories. That was my contribution to that. We were in the conclusion of my series based upon my book Faith of Our Fathers. We had a final lecture, Return of the Queen. And then what else do we have here? The Poem of the Week, the previous week, Suicidal Despair and Purgatorial Hope. These were poems by Thomas Hood and St. John Henry Newman, etc. I could go on and on and on as I go down here. So please do consider joining the inner sanctum of my website and go to jpearce.co to get further details. Thanks for listening, and hopefully I'll see you soon in the inner sanctum. Until then, goodbye and God bless.